Hello there. Hi, am I speaking with Steven?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and your local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I'll be 49 years.
49 years. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, but I'm retired 10 years.
Oh, yeah, I know, but we just want to know your opinion about some important issues facing the industry, and you have plenty of experience. What is the primary branch of the trade that you perform? Mason helper, tile or marble finisher, marble mason, stone mason?
Bricklayer, stone mason. Bricklayer, stone mason.
Bricklayer, stone mason, okay. On the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, journey, or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or improver?
The last job I was journeyman, but sometimes I ran a lot of work too, so.
So journeyman, should I enter you as journeyman?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working on at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Yeah, you mentioned that already. Approximately how many weeks, this concerns people who are still working, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you went to work over the past 2 months in your craft, if any?
Not any.
Not any, okay. So 0 weeks will be okay. Okay, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Never.
No. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
About the same.
The same. Thank you, sir. Moving on quickly. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Mostly union.
So more union construction work projects?
About the same.
About the same, okay.
It's a union town.
Oh, okay. I see. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Probably in my community, but in the whole local, no.
We're talking about your community right now. So would that be a yes or no?
Well, you know, being that I haven't worked for almost 10 years, I don't know, but it seems like they're manning them okay here from what I can see.
Correct. To the best of your knowledge, would that be a yes?
Yeah, I suppose.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yeah, I was steward on a few jobs.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now in the next 12 months?
If I knew that, I'd be the next paid grade up, man. I really don't know.
That's a fair answer, sir. Don't know, it's okay. Now looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I would imagine, I hope it stays about the same.
Stay about the same, okay. Here is two hopping. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Or something, would you say that you were concerned about the dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, health, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or did you have no real safety concerns when you were at work?
It depends on where I was. I did work 7 years at Bethlehem Steel long ago, so I guess mesothelioma, the asbestos was a worry.
So that would qualify as dust and air quality, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't. Okay, thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing in the last 12 months, have you done that?
No.
No. Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
No, thank you. Moving on. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on, regularly, occasionally, or never?
I really don't go to job projects anymore. I go to retirees' picnics.
Okay. So would you say that don't know at this point, or what, sir? Regularly, occasionally, or never? When you were at work, in your experience?
When I was working?
Well, the question means it's in the last 12 months. So if you don't know, then you can...
No, I haven't been to a job site.
Okay. Moving on. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from one, the one you're most likely to get your news from, to the one you're least likely to get your news from. And the sources mentioned here are the internet or social media, cable news, radio, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors. Which one would be the one that you use the most to get your news?
Probably, it's about 50-50, internet or TV, flip a coin.
But the one that you use the most, because I had to put them in order, sir, would that be internet or TV or local TV?
Probably
news?
Probably TV news.
TV, okay. And the second one would be?
Internet,
okay. How about cable news? Do you have any use for them?
I don't have cable anymore.
Oh, all right.
I stream everything.
So after the internet, would you say you use radio, print, newspapers, or for friends and family as a source of news?
The source of news would be the first two that I said. That's
correct.
Right.
But yeah, I had to put the rest in order, to the one you use the most to the one you use the least. So after the internet, do you have any use
for
radio?
Just put friends and family. Put that.
Friends and family. And after that, could it be radio or print newspapers?
Newspapers.
Newspapers. I guess that the next one would be radio, because you say you don't have cable, correct?
Yeah, correct. How much more of these you got? We're going to fly out in the morning, and I'm trying to pack, dude.
I see. Yes, actually, you know, I got quite a few more questions. I mean, help me as much as you can, please. So I have put them in order. Like local TV news, the internet, friends and neighbors, print, newspapers, radio, and cable news. Would that be correct?
Are you a bricklayer? Are you a bricklayer yourself?
No, sir. We are just running the cert before the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
So you're a third party working for the international?
Yes. We are contracted to run the survey for them.
Where's the international at?
Well, we don't have that information in the survey. I'm not supposed to share
that. Well, if you don't know where my international at, which is Washington, D.C., I don't think you ought to be asking these questions. So.
Well, we are only supposed to ask what is in the survey. I'm not supposed to add any further information.